Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
Historic winter storm.
A little nervous about getting caught in the snow.
Holiday traveler's nightmare.
If you get above 40 miles an hour, you start sliding around.
January 6th report released.
The panel wants Congress to ban Donald Trump from running for president again.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. A historic holiday storm is raging across the country right now. Winter weather warnings and advisories are posted in many states. Hard freeze warnings are in effect in others. Correspondent Elise Preston begins our team coverage from outside of Chicago.
Blustering winds, blinding snow, and blistering cold. From the Midwest to the South, temperatures in 24 hours have plunged more than 50 degrees and way below zero. Like in western Montana, where temperatures dropped to minus 17 degrees. But for millions in the path of the Arctic-like conditions, there's a real danger with power outages expected and the country's roads being blanketed with ice. In Nebraska, the flashing lights of a state trooper's cruiser were hardly visible as he made his way to the vehicle after rushing into action to help a stranded driver. In Kansas City, one person died when their minivan plunged into an icy creek.
The conditions continue to create nightmares for travelers. CBS's Chris Van Cleve reports from Dulles International in Northern Virginia.
From California to New York, the Friday before Christmas starts with thousands of flights already canceled and millions trying to get home, including Alicia Mitchell.
We were supposed to leave at 2:40 and our flight was pushed back to 8:04, and now our flight has been delayed for an hour.
Welcome to United. Have all boarding passes out.
The storm brought busy Chicago O'Hare to a virtual halt because of wind, snow, and ice. More than 560 flights were canceled there Thursday. The massive bomb cyclone is causing travel chaos nationwide as it whips across the Midwest into the Northeast. With frustrated travelers in Denver,
I think our plans are ruined.
As whiteout conditions surrounded the airport, dumping nearly half a foot of snow on the runways.
In Washington, January 6th investigators have released all 845 pages of their final report. Conclusion, the central cause of the attack was one man, the former president. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
The final report lays out in explicit detail how Donald Trump allegedly engaged in a multi-part conspiracy to overturn the lawful results of the 2020 presidential election. Incited a mob, put his vice president's life in danger, and tried to subvert the Justice Department and local election officials. The panel issued 11 recommendations in the report to help prevent future attacks, including strengthening enforcement of the 14th Amendment, which bans insurrectionists from holding public office. They argue that would prevent Trump from running again. It also recommended a more rigorous oversight and full funding of Capitol Police.
Donald Trump responded to the investigation and the report, calling it a witch hunt and saying it failed to study the reasons for protests.
The Senate has passed a massive $1.7 trillion spending bill to keep the government up and running through next September.
On this vote, the yeas are 68, The nays are 29.
The legislation includes about $45 billion for aid and weaponry to Ukraine and NATO allies. It also contains a change to federal election law, making it harder to overturn a presidential election. The House votes on the bill today. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried is under house arrest this morning at his parents' home in California after posting $250 million bond. Correspondent Lilia Luciano from federal court in New York.
In allowing his release, the judge and prosecutors weighed that Bankman-Fried decided not to fight the extradition, a process that could have taken months, if not years, and that because of his, quote, significant notoriety, they don't consider him a flight risk.
Prosecutors say the 30-year-old cheated crypto investors out of billions of dollars. In France, officials say three people have been killed, four injured in a shooting at a Kurdish center in central Paris. Police say they've arrested a 69-year-old suspect who'd attacked a migrant camp last year. They're investigating a motive in today's shooting.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
The countdown to Christmas is on. And the massive winter storm system means many online shoppers will have to explain that even Santa can get held up by the snow and cold. KCBS-TV's Nicole Comstock caught up with someone who waited until the very end to shop in San Dimas, east of L.A.
Procrastinators, unite!
Ashley Harrison and her family are lugging all this stuff all the way to the back corner of the parking lot here.
We have more places to hit right now. Wrapping isn't done. I'm pretty much panicking right now.
Terrifying moments on the water aboard New York City's Staten Island Ferry when a fire broke out in the engine room during the evening rush hour.
I mean, to be on a boat and to not know whether you're going to make it back home to your wife, your kids, your loved ones, it's a traumatizing experience.
Five people suffered minor smoke inhalation. A cause is being investigated. A man freed this year after spending two decades in prison in the murder of his ex-girlfriend has gotten a job at a prestigious university. Georgetown has hired Adnan Syed, the subject of the Serial podcast, for its Prisons and Justice Initiative. Syed's conviction was overturned after prosecutors said they uncovered new evidence. Trevor Bauer is back.
Trevor Bauer, in his Dodger debut, fires six no-hit innings.
And independent arbitrators reinstated the L.A. pitcher after cutting his suspension from 324 games to 194. Bauer missed two seasons without pay for violating the league's domestic violence and sexual assault policy. He claimed relations were consensual. The man who helped create the Philadelphia sound in the 1970s has died. Grammy-winning producer Tom Bell wrote songs for the Delphonics, the Stylistics, and the OJs. Music historian Kevin Goins.
Composing, arranging, conducting the orchestra or the band, producing, he did it all.
Tom Bell was 79, no word on the cause of death.
It's harder to focus than ever these days. Thankfully, C4 has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus, containing 200 milligrams of natural caffeine, a blend of vitamins and zero sugar. It was formulated to support your well-being and help you feel your best, all while enhancing mental focus. From your brain to your body, C4 Smart Energy does it all. And tastes amazing. Look for Smart Energy in the beverage aisle at your local Kroger, Albertsons, and Safeway grocery stores. C4 Smart Energy. Stay focused.
Bitter cold in the South could be devastating for Florida orange growers.
Central Florida temperatures are expected to drop into the 30s tonight, even lower tomorrow night. There are hard freeze warnings in effect just north of Orlando, where citrus grower Josh Arnold has 100 acres he's trying to save.
To watch them grow up and to fertilize them and to know in one night some cold weather can come and just kill all of our hard work, it's heartbreaking.
His crews have been spraying the citrus with water, which hopefully freezes into a protective coating to ward off any deep damage. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Tom Brady says he's a National Lampoon kind of Christmas guy.
I'm all about like the Clark W. Griswold. I don't think you can overdecorate.
The Bucks armchair QB shares his recipe for getting in the Christmas spirit.
Maybe some eggnog with some Grandpa's cough medicine in there.
And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, December 23rd, produced by Paul Ferry and Matt Cherry. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.